USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are back at work on Capitol Hill, struggling to find bipartisan consensus on a massive emergency stimulus package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says Democrats are trying to take advantage of the situation.
Democrat special interest friends want to squeeze employers while they're vulnerable. Squeeze these employers while they're vulnerable. I'd like to see Senate Democrats tell all American seniors who've seen their hard-earned retirement savings literally melt away that they're continuing to hold up emergency measures over tax credits for solar panels.
And your final numbers on Wall Street as the Dow and your 401ks are taking another hit, with the Dow at the closing bell losing 582 points to finish at 18,591. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Average gasoline prices across the country have continued to plummet, with the national average down 14 cents to $2.08 a gallon. That's some 54 cents lower than a year ago. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Oil prices continued to be under heavy selling pressure due to the reduction in demand because of the coronavirus. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump will go even lower.
Motorists need not be in any hurry to fill up, as the national average will likely plunge another 25 to 40 cents per gallon, likely falling under $2 a gallon in the week ahead, while then setting its target on $1.66 per gallon. That's the lowest level we've seen since 2016.
Zillow is suspending home buying nationwide. Zillow Group Incorporated says it's halting its service in all 24 markets in response to local and public health orders during the COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's back to the drawing board for Congress, as they were unable to reach an agreement Sunday on a $1 trillion-plus stimulus package that gives cash to families and keeps small businesses afloat during the coronavirus pandemic. Democrats complained at the Senate's plan to set aside $425 billion for loans to select companies and industries, dubbing it a slush fund. Former Speaker of the House and Fox News contributor Newt Gingrich tells Fox News the Democrats have some problems on their hands.
What you have now is a power struggle where Pelosi and Schumer believe they can blackmail the president into accepting really dumb ideas. Again, I think there's some things you negotiate, there's some things you can work out. But I personally do not want to see a Trump, McConnell, McCarthy team that are blackmailed by Pelosi and Schumer and give in.
An old-fashioned way to see a movie is once again popular. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The drive-in theater is once again experiencing a boom. With nearly all of the nation's movie theaters shuttered due to the coronavirus pandemic, some drive-in owners think it's a unique position to give moviegoers a chance to do something out of the house while keeping distance from others. It's estimated in the U.S. there are just over 300 drive-ins left in the country. It's about the only place left you can go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.